Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer with 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Bertrand, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven. A 15-year-old Bad Axe resident has died following an early Sunday morning e-bike crash in Huron County. According to the Huron County Sheriff's Office, deputies were notified around 4:40 a.m. after McLaren Hospital reported that the teen had been brought in by a parent following the accident. Investigators say the crash happened on the grounds of a business off M-142 in Verona Township, where the rider reportedly struck a cable on the property. Preliminary findings indicate the crash occurred around 3 a.m. Two people were riding e-bikes at the time of the incident. Authorities say the teen later died from medical complications related to the crash. Investigators do not believe foul play was involved, and the investigation remains ongoing. Additional information will be released on thumbnet.net as it becomes available. And counties across the state have spent 3 years working on developing Michigan's mandated multi-county recycling plan. Because of that directive, the Thumb's four counties joined together to create a regional plan, as the state also suggested. The counties of Tuscola, Huron, Sanilac, and Lapeer joined to form the Materials Management Planning Committee. The committee prepared a draft of the new Thumb Region Materials Management Plan, or MMP. During a Sanilac County Commissioners meeting, it was noted the Thumb's plan is among the first to be reviewed by the state. There will be a public hearing and a public comment period on the Thumb Regional Materials Management Plan. The public hearing on the plan will be at 6 p.m. on Wednesday, September 26th at Biagio's Pizza at 5795 Sanilac Road in Kingston to go over the plan. There will also be a public comment period for written comments to be received. When we come back from this Tri-County sponsor message, we'll continue with your local news, national news, international news, and your obituaries.
It's time for you to head to your nearest Tri-County Equipment location to save 15% during the Fill the Bucket promotion. That's 15% off select cleaners, fluids, quarts of oil, fuel additives, paints, sealants, adhesives, grease accessories, and tie-down straps. Your path to savings is easy. Pick out a 5-gallon bucket in your local Tri-County Equipment store, fill the bucket with eligible items that reasonably fit inside the bucket, then head to the checkout. That's it. The Fill the Bucket promotion at Tri-County Equipment is your chance to save 15% off the maintenance and consumable products you need. This is a limited-time sale that ends August 31st, so hurry into Tri-County Equipment and score your savings before they're gone.
This is Scotty Wadsworth from Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer. With 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Bertrand, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our local news, some changes were made to the township's fire department by the Windsor Township Board of Trustees. The board approved adding Logan Huron and Joshua Kluger as new members to the department's roster. During the meeting, some of the wording on a motion were done to make it correct. The wording was reading the adding a firefighting cadet program. The addendum and waiver was added to the existing program, policies, and procedures, and the board also approved an engagement letter to have Nitsky and Foppel to the township's audit. And in our national news, EPA unveils strict new limits on industrial chemical waterways runoff. The Environmental Protection Agency has released finalized rules setting significantly tighter limits on synthetic chemical discharge into national waterways. The new standards target manufacturing facilities and agricultural operations, mandating updated filtration equipment to prevent persistent industrial compounds from leaking into municipal drinking water basins. Facilities will have a multi-year runway to achieve full compliance with the newly certified thresholds. Environmental advocates have called the decision a major win for public health, while industrial sector coalitions argue the compliance timeline could strain capital budgets. State environmental boards will oversee initial regional monitoring programs. And in our international news, a moderate 5.3 magnitude earthquake shakes northeastern Egypt. A 5.3 magnitude earthquake struck northeastern Egypt and the surrounding Gulf region, sending tremors that were felt across Cairo and coastal urban centers. Emergency services reported minor structural cracking and in older edifices, but no immediate casualties or severe infrastructure disruptions were confirmed. Seismic monitoring centers indicate the quake occurred at a moderate depth off the coastline, minimizing ground displacement severity. In other international news, Brazil's ruling party nominates President Lula da Silva for 2026 election. The Brazilian Workers' Party officially nominated President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva as its standard bearer for the upcoming 2026 presidential election during a packed national convention in São Paulo. Addressing supporters, the veteran political leader underscored economic stabilization programs, rainforest protection initiatives, and expanded social safety networks as core pillars of his platform. Opposition parties are scheduled to finalize their own coalition tickets in the coming weeks. We have no obituaries at this time. For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy. A net news update was brought to you by Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer with 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Birch Run, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven.